up straight, I'm 10 feet tall. I like this look, I love you all. 100 feet off the ground, it seems that a beautiful day is gracing me. Don't let your feet touch the ground and don't look down. Oh, oh, oh. Don't let your feet touch the ground and don't look down. Oh, oh, oh. I pull my boots up to my knees. No coats or hats, thank you, please. I dig up dirt, not find no wrong. All while singing a silly song. Don't let your feet touch the ground and don't look down. Oh, oh, oh. Don't let your feet touch the ground and don't look down. Oh, oh, oh. There are no mistakes. I've been
Good afternoon. I'm Mandy, and this is what's happening in the Ignite newsroom. For the first time in 2 weeks since the war started, humanitarian trucks are being allowed into Gaza to assist with the estimated million people in need of aid, supplies, food, and medicine. There is hope that the United Nations trucks will be let in today. The trucks remain in Rafah Gate in Egypt, the only gate out of Gaza that is not controlled by Israel. Fundamentally broken is how the CEO of Airbnb, Brian Chesky, describes it as a major cities like New York, Toronto, and Vancouver create bylaws that turn short-term rentals into long-term residences. Deputy Minister Chrystia Freeland co-signed legislation restricting the amount of short-term rentals. The $178 million company says it will recover even with the primary homes-only rules. Hamilton police are asking for the public's assistance in locating a missing teen. Tristan Ordesca is described as 5'11", with 175 pounds, with an athletic build. Last seen in the area of Wentworth Street South and Main Street East, wearing a baseball cap, a zip-up hoodie, and shorts, with red-orange running shoes. Anyone with information is being asked to contact the police. A Hamilton man, 99-year-old Walter Decker, made his third climb up the 1,776 steps to the top of the CN Tower this past weekend. Finishing in 70 minutes and 20 seconds, he says it could have been under an hour, minus the media interviews, raising over $3,000 to give to the United Way, along with his son, grandson, and two great-grandsons. His advice? Never give up. I'll be back with your sports and weather next.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that giving even one child's self-esteem a boost can be the start of something big, like more self-confidence. That leads to doing the right thing, like saying no to bullying. And that sets an example for others, and that leads to safer schools. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Force, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Sports.
The NFL was lively yesterday as the Patriots won a close 29-25 against the Bills. Kansas City Chiefs took the Chargers for a 31-17 ride, while Baltimore upset Detroit in a 38-6 hard-fought game. Welcome to postseason baseball, where the Texas win of 9-2 against the Astros force a Game 7 tonight in Houston. Around our neck of the woods, the Red Wings tamed the Flames 6-2 last night, while the Bruins showed the Ducks what they can do with a 3-1 lead.
Ignite Radio weather.
Did you wake up with frost on your car this morning? I know I did. Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, we are looking at it being mainly sunny with cloudy periods and reaching a high of 14, with 9 degrees by dinner time, but dipping overnight low to 4 degrees. Currently outside the Ignite studios, we're sitting at a beautiful 13 degrees and partly cloudy.
We're bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ignite Radio Now.
Radio, that was David Guetta and Marie and Coleri on Baby Don't Hurt Me. It's 2:08 with Doi and my co-host Sophia. Every day is a reminder that winter is coming. It's getting colder daily. You see a lot of people wearing winter jackets and boots, and it's not yet snowing. I am not mentally prepared for the cold, the ash weather, and every other thing winter would do to my body. What about you, Sophia?
Even though I've been through like many winters in my life, I still get like irritated that the temperature is dropping lower and lower every week.
Saying winter is coming literally made me remember the series Game of Thrones, the way Ned Stark said it. By the way, if you did not watch the series, you missed a lot. Please tell me you watched the series.
Actually, I'm not, but I do know what the TV show is, at least. That should count for something.
So, I was listening to this woman and the boss, and one of them in her mid-30s kept on talking around and about how she doesn't like the winter season. I was just too cold, and now everyone is always so stuffed up wearing multiple clothes because of the cold. She went on and how she doesn't like the winter season, and now it's hard to find a love interest because everyone is just minding their business. Apparently, She's single and hasn't found the one yet. And the remaining days of the year that she could potentially find the one, she's going to be indoor mostly because, I mean, come on, guys. You can't expect her to dress up during for summer, wear skimpy outfits. She's definitely going to freeze. But in my mind, I just rolled my eyes and said, babes, if you couldn't get a man during summer, what made you think you could get him during winter? Don't blame the weather for being single. Do you think she was overreacting or I'm the one being inconsiderate?
I agree, you can't expect someone to dress up full how they want, unlike in the summertime. In the wintertime, you can only see me wearing hoodies, jackets, and sweatpants for the most part.
All right, up next is My Mind and Me by Selena Gomez on Ignite Radio.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays?
How about with reading?
Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their three locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
The hottest station on the internet. Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Wanna hear a part of my story? I tried to hide in the glory and sweep it under the table so you would never know. Sometimes I feel like an accident. People look when they're passing and never check on the passenger. They just want the free show. Yeah, I'm constantly trying to fight something that my eyes can't see. Burden, don't wanna add to concern. I know they already got. But if I pull back the curtain, then maybe someone who's hurting will be a little more certain. They're not the only one lost. Yeah, I'm constantly trying to fight something that my eyes can't see.
Internet radio
to the next level.
This is Ignite Radio.
Oh. Hey. Aurora escapes and lights, hot sun and clear blue skies, the waves are crashing by. And when she passed me by and gave a wink and smile, and I was on cloud nine, Lord. The way you move your hips and lick your lips, the way you dip, you got me up so high. And girl, you got that body with them curls like a Bugatti. I just wanna drive, oh.
Ignite Radio. That was Hula Hoop by Omi. I'm Doi, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Sophia. So if you're just tuning in, you came in at the right time. You know that feeling when you're in a desperate need for a job and you apply to different organizations? And then you wake up one morning and you check your email, and the next thing you see is unfortunately. Just know that when you see that word, you are not getting a job. Because especially since these jobs are lesser day by day, the jobs are lesser and then students are more, and like it's just so crazy. And I feel like most students use like, you know, Indeed, Glassdoor to apply for jobs. But I honestly think it is very and so better to like hand in your resume in person than even applying online, because the search for a job can actually be very overwhelming, and especially when you have to apply online and then it's looking like maybe probably you do not have a good resume, or they don't even look at the resume because they take a very, very long time, you know, to get back to you. What do you think about that, Sophia?
I feel like applying to jobs online is both a good thing and a bad thing. It is easy. You can literally do it on your phone at home, but it's so easy that tons of people alongside with you can easily apply, and the people hiring have 1,000 resumes to go through. Like, that just takes so long. It makes the entire process exhausting for, like, both parties.
I mean, I remember when I would like try to apply for jobs, and then I was applying, and then nothing was not coming through. Have you ever applied for a job that you really wanted but you didn't get?
Something like that. Like, actually, I worked a temporary contract job, and it was only for like one weekend, and I really, really enjoyed it. It was working at a candy factory job with my two best friends at the time, but it was only temporary and not my actual part-time job. They said it was going to call us back for more work, and I waited, and I never heard anything back. It was like actually so disappointing. I was 16 at the time.
Oh my God, that must have been very heartbreaking. I mean, when I just check my email and I see the word unfortunately, I bother not to read it again. You all should not go anywhere, because coming up next is the entertainment segment on Ignite Radio. Stay tuned.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind. With HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans, the MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Can't really
radio entertainment.
Can't really imagine someone making fun of someone's newborn baby. A lot of people did that, though, making fun of Paris Hilton's newborn baby's head on social media. Hilton was quick to fire back at the jokes, confirming that her baby is healthy and perfectly normal, having seen a doctor who only said the baby simply has a big brain. Moving on to the world of movies, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, and Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, make headlines as yet another unorthodox movie combination. Even though Killers had a strong opening on Apple's streaming service, Taylor's had the highest gross with a whopping $92.8 million this weekend alone. And shocking news in Vancouver after rapper Lil Yachty's concert was halted prematurely. The cause for this incident was due to the artist encouraging his fans on the stands to rush the floor. Videos recorded by attendees show Yachty breaking the news to his fans that security is forced to shut the concert down. I'm Adam Vernesvik, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
How could you ever leave me without a chance to try? How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad cause you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. When the Hennessy's all I see is you, it's you, it's you. Ooh, yeah. No, I haven't moved on, but trust me, I try.
Luxury and Keto this night. I'm your host Doyin with my co-host Sophia, and as you know, Halloween is coming up next week, and I want to know what you like most about this holiday and what you like to do, as there's so many things you can do around this time of the year.
Personally, what I like to do for Halloween is binge watch like a ton of horror movies, whether it's like the classics like Nightmare on Elm Street. And I still have not watched Halloween Ends out of the Halloween movie saga. I know it came out last year, and I'm hoping to watch it this year finally, as I very much enjoyed the 2018 Halloween movie. It was actually so good.
Yeah, The Halloween movies are really good for me. I like those Scream movies. They have always been my favorite for Halloween movies.
Yeah, like, actually, I've seen that movie and it is pretty good. Another thing that I like about Halloween is the costumes I used to dress up as when I was a child. I remember one year, I think I was 13 years old, I dressed up as a hippie. And I remember I had very cool sunglasses and I actually made my very own tie-dye shirt for the costume that I actually still have to this day. But, like, it's been a long time that you can't really see the colors as much as anymore, which is pretty, it sucks.
Well, honestly, I can't relate because this is actually my first Halloween that I'm celebrating, as I am from Nigeria, and we do not celebrate Halloween in our country. So I would very much love to see what this year Halloween is going to be all about, and I would definitely like to try dressing up, you know. So coming up next, after commercials, we've got our What's Up Mohawk segment, where we tell you the exciting and upcoming news happening around the college, only on Ignite Radio. So stick around.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Are you suffering from a vampire bite or turning into a werewolf on a full moon? The Haunted Hospital and the Integrated for Applied Health Sciences Campus's Science Student Lounge might be the place for you. Feast upon spooky snacks, manifest creepy crafts, and partake in torturous trivia with prizes all for free. The event will be open from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Wednesday. Managing your money can be stressful for students. That's why the MSA and Mo Money have partnered up to create Finances 101, a two-part workshop that teaches students how to safeguard themselves from financial scams and master their credit. The workshop begins this Thursday from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Fennel Campus's Health Lounge. Are ghosts real? Find out at this year's Boo Bash in the Fennel Campus's cellar. Join to compete in a costume contest with prizes, a dance party, Fear Factor, tarot card reading, a vampire bar, and so much more. Tickets are $10 plus tax at your local MSA services desk. The event will last from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. I'm Adam Vranesevic, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die. Surrender everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me darling. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. Pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I giving you take, giving you take. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me. The idea's live, and I'm just a dead man walking tonight. But you need it, yeah, you need it. All of this time, yeah. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me. Back in your life, so I'm just a goodbye. Now one of us gets too drunk and calls about 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you looking at those changes, hope to God you see my face. Young blood, see you want me.
you pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I give and I give and I give and you take, giving you take. You're running and running, I'm running away from you. From you.
Nothing but hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Ignite Radio, that was Morgan Wallen, Last Night. And as you know, my name is Doya and I'm here together with my co-host Sophia. I'm Nigerian and I have experienced a lot of cultural shock during my 1 month stay here in Canada. I mean, it's just a month that I've been in Canada and I've seen a lot of things that I cannot even explain. So let me give you an example here. I literally had to get a smart serve certificate to serve alcohol here in Canada. So I got a job and the man is asking me, do you have a smart serve? I'm like, sorry, what's smart serve? And then he's like, oh, you have to have a smart serve to sell alcohol. I'm like, okay, because that is so different in my country. Like, just get a job in my country and then you serve alcohol. And, like, you know, it was really, really surprising that I had to take a whole course on selling alcohol. That was so surprising for me.
Really? I'm surprised you don't have any kind of certificate that is needed to serve alcohol there. Like, that's, I find that, like, crazy. But what is, like, the legal drinking age in Nigeria?
The legal drinking age is 18. But I can tell you that a lot of people started drinking before the age of 18. For example, me. I started drinking before the age of 18. Another thing that like literally surprised me about the culture here in Nigeria, in Canada, is that people literally have to work from a very young age. Like, excuse me, I'm 20, but if I was back in Nigeria, I would literally not have to work. I just have to stay at home and go to school. And then when I'm done schooling, I can go and, like, you know, get a job for myself. But my parents will literally feed me all through the time I'm schooling. I do not need to work to have to feed myself. Here in Canada, like, if I have people have to work from a very young age.
Wow, 20 years old? I'm not even that age, and I have worked 3 jobs already. Some companies even let kids here start working at 14. I'm pretty sure that is the legal age here in Ontario. I've seen at McDonald's a few kids who seem super young, and it definitely surprised me.
I'm so surprised. Anyways, coming up next is Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio, so stay tuned.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc. working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter.
You know, I just like my dog today.
And the snoozer.
Hey, wake up.
What? Oh, where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
The Grammy-winning singer-songwriter who started by writing his own music at just 11 years old and later becoming one of the most artists from England and one of the most popular best-selling artists of the world. We know him from collaborating with singers like Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift, having the worldwide best-selling album of 2017 that also featured 2 singles we would hear nonstop across all radio stations the entire year, and also for writing hit singles like Love Yourself for Justin Bieber and Little Things for One Direction. All these factors led to the singer selling 150 million records worldwide and having 2 of his albums be the best-selling albums in UK chart history. If all those facts did not make you guess who this artist is already, my final fact is a giveaway, and if this did not help you, I don't know what would. This singer is known for being a redhead with a swoop hairstyle. I'm Sophia Cedillos, and here's Perfect by Ed Sheeran, only on Ignite Radio.
I found the love. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what. Children of our own. We are still kids, but
Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan. Well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Give me a broken, give me a burden. All of the hurt you hide away. Give me a ugly, give me a lonely. All of the words you're scared to say. Baby, come closer, head on my shoulder. You know I'll carry all the way. Give me a broken, give me a burden. I'll break, I'll break, I'll break, I'll break for you. If you just let me in, I could be here all night. I say everything, and I know what that feels like. Oh, but I would fight for this forever. I could take the pressure, whatever comes. Give me a broken, give me a burden. All of the hurt you hide away. Give me a ugly, give me a lonely. All of the words you're scared to say. Baby, come closer, head on my shoulder. You know I'll carry all the way. Give me a broken, give me a burden. I'll break, 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 break for you. On fire, you pretend that it's alright. So I never seen you cry, holding it all inside. Oh, you know I would fight for this forever. I could take the pressure, whatever comes. Give me a broken, give me a burden. All of the hurt you hide away. Give me a ugly, give me a lonely. All of the words you're scared to say. Baby, come closer.
Ignite Radio, that was Break For You by Valley. My name is Doyin, and I'm here with my co-host, Sophia. And as I mentioned before that I'm from Nigeria, I want to ask you, Sophia, have you traveled anywhere out of Canada before?
I've only actually traveled to America, and I actually haven't even, like, traveled anywhere outside of Ontario before. How about you?
Well, the only country I have traveled to is Canada, obviously. But I do hope that during the summer I get to explore more, you know, see other countries. Is there any other country you want to explore, Sophia? Your dream country?
Yeah, I've actually always wanted to go to Italy, as basic as that sounds, because I feel like everyone wants to go to Italy, especially in the city we live in. We have a lot of Italians in the city, but parts of my mom's family actually is from there. I love the food because I've grown up with it. I actually love the culture and how different it is from my home country. And I think that's what makes traveling so fun. Like, you want to see something that's different from your home country, right? What about you? What countries do you want to go to?
Firstly, I'd love to go to Dubai. I know a lot of people that have been to Dubai, and they always come back, you know, just talking about how beautiful the city is, you know. I want to get to see the tallest tower in the world, the Burj Khalifa. I would like to try out the different food there, meet new people, experience the culture. Secondly, I would like to go to Korea. They have beautiful and some boys, like, and some men. And I would like to see that for myself, you know, and, like, try out their food, you know, meet them, you know, experience the culture as well. I don't know, like, apart from those two countries also, I think I would love to also go to America, L.A. I know someone that went to L.A. and then she just, you know, just started talking, and, like, I was like, okay, I can't relate, come on. All right, coming up next is Intentions by Justin Bieber and Quavo on Ignite Radio.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student, you don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's Peer Tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need.
peer tutoring above the Caff and Seawing. Stop by today.
Hello, my name is Gary, and this is Fabrizio.
Joe.
We're volunteer readers for CNIB. I narrate textbooks for people with vision loss.
Me, I do romance very well, but I could also do textbooks.
Well, I could read for romance.
No.
Your hair is blowing.
I know. It's because I'm sexy.
For information on our audiobook library, computer courses, or thousands of descriptive videos, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Mom and dad for making you staying in a vision, they did a great job raising you. When I create, you're my muse, the kind of smile that makes the news. Can't nobody throw shade on your name in these streets. Triple threat, you a boss, you a bank, you a beast. You make it easy to choose. You got a mean touch, you can't refuse.
No, I can't refuse it.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Already passed, you don't need no approval. Good everywhere, don't worry about no refusal. Second to none, you got the upper hand now. Don't need a sponsor, nope, you're the brand now. You're my rock, my Colorado. Got that ring, just like Toronto. Love you now, let them on tomorrow. That's how I feel, act like you know that you are. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread.
Whip it.
Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions.
Yeah,
these are my only intentions.
No cap, no pretending, you don't need mentions.
No cap.
Got them saying goals, they don't wanna be independent. Tell them to mind your business, we in our feelings. It's 50-50 percentage. 50. Attention, we need commitment. We gotta both admit it. And we both listen.
Both.
It's a blessing, cause we both get it.
Both.
You the best thing, and I don't need a witness.
Best thing.
I'ma find me a ring and pray it's perfect fit. It.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter.
No filter.
Or just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention.
I will.
Yeah, these are my only intentions.
Yeah.
Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread.
To Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
I've never called her by your name. I'm lucky yours and hers aren't similar in any way. But you're an undertone still if she listens. You're on the tip of my tongue when we're kissing. And my conscience is flooded. But I don't think much of it. It's subconscious and sudden. So I don't let it mean anything. I don't miss you, I just fantasize about you being someone who loves me.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
How do we get here? You showed up so low, but I know she's at home.